free trade deal between Australia and the UK is a big step closer thanks to Boris Johnson's landslide election win. Vicky Tradell is the British High Commissioner to Australia. High Commissioner, welcome back to AM.
It's great to be back.
Australia's Prime Minister has congratulated Boris Johnson, drawing parallels with his own election win by tweeting, "Say g'day to the quiet Britons for us." Why do you think the Conservatives had such a resounding victory?
Their message landed in the way that the opposition's didn't. And I think perhaps that people underestimated that a lot of people remembered the referendum outcome and whether or not you were Remainer or Leaver. The view from clearly a lot of the northern constituencies was that democracy needed to be respected. And a lot of Labour supporters who had voted for the Labour Party at the previous election on a manifesto that they too would deliver Brexit were disappointed in the shift of position in the Labour Party.
Well, with an end to the Brexit mess now in sight, what are the chances of Australia becoming the first country to stitch up a post-Brexit trade deal with the UK?
Well, that is a very real possibility now. And I saw your Trade Minister, Simon Birmingham, make clear that Australia is ready to move as quickly towards a negotiation whenever and as soon as we are ready. We have also seen my own Prime Minister, Johnson, say that it is a top priority for our country. So we are ready here in Canberra, my trade policy team, to get going once again. And we shouldn't forget that a lot of groundwork has been done. This is something we've been working on for the last 2 years. So it's picking up the pace again and getting our negotiating teams ready. And don't forget, for the 31st of January, we have put everything in place for the rollover arrangements that will take us through the transition period that we now face towards that FTA that the new government under Mr. Johnson hopes to negotiate with the EU. That is a priority in order to deliver Brexit fully.
Scott Morrison and Boris Johnson chatted over the weekend. How long do you think, though, this is going to take to strike this deal between Australia and the UK? Is it going to be a couple of months?
I think the ambition on both sides is to do it as quickly as possible. A year is not unrealistic because there is political will on both sides. Clearly, we will each have our own offensive ask, the things we will want to guarantee for our own business and industry and the key sectors that are important to us. So I think with a fair win, with political will, with a dedicated team on both sides pursuing this, because it is a political priority, it will be faster than a lot of people believe it can be.
I would imagine, though, that one of the UK's biggest priorities is getting a deal done with the European Union itself. Could that push Australia's to the side?
My government is keen to pursue things in parallel. Obviously, the deal with the EU, building out of the political framework that already exists, is a top priority. Clearly, we have to have a good FTA result with our largest export market of 450 million people. But it's a question of how we structure this. It will be a number of teams running in parallel, pursuing the key trade negotiations that we want to land. And right up front amongst them is the one with Australia.
Australia is looking for more access for our agricultural products. Can you give Australian farmers any hint at the moment of the concessions that the UK might be willing to make?
Look, everything is on the table. We know that that is a priority for your government. Equally on our side, things like our financial and related professional services, we want greater access for those areas of strength of our economy. So in a negotiation, there will be a trade on both sides. But both our governments have made clear we want it to be bold and ambitious. Indeed, the ambition includes creating a model that will stand as the kind of FTAs we would like with other countries too.
Boris Johnson has previously advocated for a common travel area between Britain and Australia, akin to the free movement enjoyed by Australia and New Zealand. Do you think anything like that could be on the cards?
Well, again, this is subject to the final negotiations. In every trade negotiation between whichever countries immigration, movement between organisations and institutions, intra-company transfer, the movement of our citizens are always on the negotiating table. So that is a space to watch to see what comes out of it. But let's remember the changes we have already made to make it easier for Australians and some of our closest allies to visit and enter the UK with the new channel that Australians, New Zealanders, Canadians, Americans, Japanese and Singaporeans can go through the same immigration lane as British citizens. That was a major step that I know was very warmly welcomed by Australians.
Hi, Commissioner. Thank you very much for speaking with AM.
Thank you.
Vicky Trudell is the British High Commissioner to Australia.